Monday, guys. Welcome in to another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt. To follow me on Twitter, this podcast being brought to you by BetMGM and the new user offer, which is always available with the promo code JUICE at sign up. New accounts, you guys can get a $1,000 first bet offer from BetMGM.com with the promo code JUICE. So yesterday, it's been a frustrating cold streak at the moment. We can call it what it is. It's been a cold streak over the last, March was up and down, but this past week has been cold. I had done some good work in-game. I had been pretty good in betting some, but I got lost in that Iowa game. I took Iowa in UConn, had a moneyline parlay on that. I took 15.5. Plus 15.5 in game, and that banked three at the end, killed me. Everything went right for LSU in that game. Brutal on there. So I lost that. So I lost two bets there. I lost two units on those plays. And then I lost a half a unit because I only was able to get down a half a unit because I thought the over might hit for the NBA game. So I was pretty confident. I was like, all right, I don't want to bet a full unit. I only bet a half a unit, and the game landed to like 220. We bet over 233.5. The Sixers this is why the NBA sucks. I hate betting the NBA because Philly didn't care. They just didn't care. It was obvious defensively, offensively. I don't know why they even played everybody because they just acted like it was nothing. It was no big deal. And then in the fourth quarter, just everything fell apart. So it was pacing early. It was up to 247 at one point. I said, wait to 250, never got there. And then on the way back down, I got it at under 241.5 for a half a unit. So I got that, but I lost a half a unit there. So I was chasing a little bit yesterday and not good. The NBA player props goes 1-1 on that. And then, campaign, we took over 6.5 points for campaign. He scored 5 points in the first quarter and didn't shoot or play. I don't know what happened. I haven't seen the full report. Played 9 minutes. I don't know if he got hurt or what. He may have gotten hurt because he was only playing 9 minutes and he didn't take another shot. And so it was really weird. I was only watching it on my phone, so I didn't see actually what happened there, but that was kind of a little bit of a bad break. 5 points in the first quarter and you don't get over 6.5, not one more bucket the whole rest of the game. That's why prop betting is such a pain in the neck. But the Bruins and we got lucky on the shootout. The Bruins win. Penguins win easily like I thought. So that was good. The two-leg moneyline parlay that we talked about yesterday with taking Calgary and the Penguins on the puck line. Calgary, I think, won on the puck line, right, yesterday? They won. I said money line, right? I said money line, Calgary. I wrote down money line, Calgary, and puck line, Penguins. I didn't bet it, but some of you guys did play it, so hopefully you guys cashed in on that. So it's a new week. Things are cold. Things have been cold for a bit now, so it's time to kind of turn things over here. Oh, baseball. The Rangers, 2-1, played over 8.5. And, what was that? The Phillies stink. Okay, can we just call this? Someone was in the Discord channel arguing me when on opening day when I said I was going to fade the Phillies. And they were like, the Phillies are going to be this and that. Phillies stink, all right? They're 0-3. Rangers swept them. Phillies are going to be bad. Okay, let's just be frank. If you bet under Phillies for their wins, I think it was 88.5, you're going to be all right, okay? You're going to be okay. I know it's only one series, but just looking at that team without Hoskins and without Harper, they're in deep trouble. They're in big, big trouble. And I know Trey Turner is going to be good for them and whatnot, but that team's going to struggle mightily. But 1-3 for the Marlins. That's not good. They get off kind of a rocky start. So this is where betting on baseball, I want to wait. Okay. It's the first time these teams are playing a new team. This is now travel. This is the only thing I'm eyeballing that if I were to bet a baseball game, I think betting the over on the Red Sox game is probably a decent play. The Red Sox are going to be an over team. They're 3-0 to the over so far this year, and they're just going to be an over team for the rest of the season. Baltimore at Texas, that game with Gray versus Bradish, that game could also be potentially an over game, but the Red Sox are going to score runs against Pittsburgh, and they're going to score runs against the Red Sox. Cutter Crawford starting for the Red Sox. My goodness gracious. First five over, game over. I don't mind those bets either, but I'm going to hold off on baseball for today. I've got a play in the national championship game, but again, I'm doing what I've talked about, like what I do with Miami, very similar bet. And then I got two hockey plays coming down because we're almost through the regular season. It's almost over. Got to get these bets in while I can. I do have a parlay lean if you want to jump in on some extra. If you want to play a gift parlay, I've got that for you guys coming up here in just 1 second. But before we give you the picks for today, let's talk about the 1 year for free premium upgrade to Betting Pros Premium for one lucky one of you who likes this video, subscribes to this YouTube channel for Betting Pros, and comments underneath me. Because when you do, that enters you directly into the giveaway. Every month, we pull one lucky name. That name for March should be pulled here today or tomorrow, so stay tuned for that announcement. But you could win a free upgrade to Betting Pros Premium, whether you're looking for exclusive access to top-rated player props and picks or custom analysis of your betting performance. Betting Pros Premium has the tools to help you cash more bets. Don't want to wait for that giveaway at the end of April? Well, sign up today at bettingpros.com/upgrade and start betting smarter, not harder. Okay, let's start with the national championship game here between UConn and San Diego State. The line is 7.5. 7.5 for a national championship game. I mean, this is one of the highest lines ever in a national championship game. I think it's going down back like 20 years. This is a really high line. The public is all in on the over, and they're all in on UConn. The books are going to need San Diego State, and they're going to need the under. I can't stomach the under. I think the over might be a play, but I can't stomach it. Okay. You're just talking about two teams that have the defensive wherewithal to make this into a 55-50 basketball game. And all of us just like blood coming out of our eyes going, what are we watching? This is horrible. UConn is the number 8th rated defensive efficient team in the country. They're 8th best in effective field goal percentage. They're 15th in 3-point percentage defense. They're 11th in 2-point percentage defense. Everyone talks about San Diego State. You know why UConn is undefeated in the non-conference? Their defense, not their offense, their defense. Hurley's got these kids playing incredibly well defensively. In terms of pace, average possession length is kind of middle of the pack for San Diego State defensively. I mean, you know, UConn's defense speeds you up and turns you over, so they're in the top 50. But San Diego State's defense, they're 346. They make you work, but they're going to have a massive problem with size. I mean, they just do not match up well. Trammell is going to have to be outstanding. Matt Bradley is going to have to be the best player on the court for San Diego State. He was at times against Florida Atlantic, but I mean, they just don't have the interior defense to handle Sanogo, to handle the bigs. And then when the bigs get going, that's when they get Jordan Hawkins at free. That's when they start bombing threes from the outside. Their bench players come in and start killing you. UConn's offense is 3rd in efficiency in the country. They're 32nd in effective field goal percentage. They're 2nd in the country in offensive rebound percentage. Now look at San Diego State's 4th in effective efficiency for defense. Okay, they're very good. And they're 20th for effective field goal percentage. And they're 3rd in 3-point defense. Okay, they're going to make UConn shoot twos. That's why you might go, hey, the two, you know, the under might be in play. But UConn's killed everyone. Like, sometimes the public's right. Sometimes the public is there. I'm going to take +7.5 and try to play off of it because it's too many points to lay. I'm not laying 7.5 points. I don't care. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm not laying that. But this is going to be a game of runs. It's going to be up and down. And you better believe that if UConn gets out to like a 9-2 start, okay, the second this number gets down somewhere around 6.5 or 5.5, if it ever gets back down there, I am jumping on UConn and I'm getting out of this bet, okay? I am perfectly comfortable being flat on this game, all right? But I'm going to take San Diego State just because of the +7.5. All right. San Diego State has won and covered every game except Florida Atlantic, where they're laying 2.5 points and they won by 1. They beat Creighton as 2.5 point dogs. They beat Alabama as 7-point dogs. They beat Furman laying 4 and 4.5. They beat College of Charleston as 5.5 point favorites. It's well documented what UConn has done. All right. UConn has gone through. You tell me whose path to the championship game has been easier. Iona, St. Mary's, Arkansas, Gonzaga, Miami, or College of Charleston, Furman, Alabama, Creighton, Florida Atlantic. I give San Diego State a nod, a little nod here, but much like yesterday where I got caught up in the Iowa hype, I got caught up in the Caitlin Clark hype, and you saw a huge win for the books because no one bets college basketball for the women's game, really, and people were betting that aggressively around the country, all betting on Iowa. That number steamed, and late money came in on LSU, and that was smart. I wonder if late money is going to come in here on San Diego State, and if the pros are just kind of waiting in the wings and laying down here and saying, okay, the world thinks that UConn's going to kill everyone. They've won by 24, 15, 23, 28, and 13. This is just a contrarian play. Sometimes contrarian plays are stupid. I'm not going to deny it. You want to lay 7.5 points at UConn? Not going to hate on it at all. Just a contrarian play. I'm taking San Diego State plus 7.5. If I got to punt out of it, I will. But I think San Diego State can keep this game close. I think UConn probably wins this game by 3 or 4 points. I think we could be in for a good game. Low scoring game. It's correlated in a lot of ways. If you like UConn, one way to play this, if you like UConn, you can take the over and UConn in same game parlay it together. It's like a plus 140 bet. You can do that. You can actually take plus 7.5 San Diego State and take UConn money line in the over. Both can hit technically. All three can hit. Saying San Diego State can cover 7.5, UConn can win, and UConn can go in the game can go over. Because if the game goes over, UConn is winning. Are they covering? Probably. The game goes under, San Diego State's right there with a chance to win the national championship. If you play the under, you all pretty much play the dog. It's kind of a correlated bet. To start, I don't know, because I think this game might go over. I think UConn might speed everybody up. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about UConn shooting the lights out like they have. Again, I lean towards the over, but I'm scared. Okay. UConn has been an under team because the books have juiced up their numbers. The game went over by 12.5 points against Florida Atlantic, but the previous 12 games went under for San Diego State. Three of the last four have gone under for UConn, but the totals have been 149, 153.5, 139.5, and 126.5. So this total here sitting at 132.5. I don't know. That's my answer to that question. I don't know. Lean towards the over, lean towards UConn winning the game. I just don't know if UConn's going to cover the 7.5 points. 1.1 units plus 7.5. We're taking San Diego State for a contrarian play. And if we got to punt out of it, we'll punt out of it fast. I'll be in the Discord channel with you guys watching this game, bettingpros.com/chat, or the link is underneath me on YouTube. Now, three games in the NHL. If you want a parlay, and I know you guys love parlays, so if you want a gift parlay, you can play this, all right? I'm not saying this is a brilliant play, all right? But the Vegas Golden Knights are taking on the Minnesota Wild, who all of a sudden are 6-4 to a yes goal in the first 10 minutes. The Wild were the worst team all year, and now they're nearly at 50% for the year. It's incredible. It's crazy. They were in the 30s, like 39%. It's wacko. They've seen so much scoring recently. Vegas on the other side, 8-2. 80% over the last 10 games to a goal in the first 10 minutes. It's only minus 140 because the game's at Minnesota. So the books aren't making you pay a ton of juice for this. You can play this straight up if you want, not even parlay if you just want to play it as a straight minus 140 bet for a goal, yes, in the first 10 minutes. But if you couple that with the Arizona Coyotes and the Seattle Kraken, that total is 6.5. It's juiced to the over. Arizona, 8-2 to a goal in the first 10 minutes for Arizona. Seattle is 6-4, but since they're playing Arizona, I feel pretty good about a goal being scored. It's minus 160. You want to parlay those together. That's a plus 178 parlay at DraftKings for a gift. Goal in the first 10 minutes for Arizona, Seattle, and Vegas and Minnesota. I don't want to recommend parlays for a while until I heat back up because I got that parlay right yesterday and it was such a thin margin to get that plus 123. It could have been a really bad day if I didn't hit that. So I'm going to stop recommending parlays for a while. I'm going to stop playing parlays for a while. I might play this one, but I'm getting a little loose. I'm getting away from my fundamentals and it's costing me. So this is where I have to be careful. The bankroll is getting bled out. I got to be careful. So I'm going to stop doing that. But if you want to do that, I know you guys like doing it. I probably will do this, but I'm not sure. I'm not recommending it though as an official play, but if you want one, that's a plus 178, plus 180 parlay to jump in. All right, Dallas taking on Nashville. What a big game for Nashville. So the standings come into play here. Nashville is the next team to be eliminated from the playoffs. See, with St. Louis's loss to Boston yesterday and Calgary's victory, they are officially eliminated. So St. Louis is out. They're done. Nashville has 84 points. They are the last team that, or there's two teams that could make the postseason who are not currently occupying playoff spots. Nashville and Calgary. Winnipeg is 89 points. They're 5 points back. The Preds are okay. It's a long shot for them to make the postseason. Okay. But they're playing Dallas and Dallas has 96 points. They're third in the Central. Dallas right now would play Colorado in the first round of the playoffs if it started today with these where we are right now, but we're not. Minnesota's taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, like we talked about. Okay. That's a big game for Vegas. It's a big game for Minnesota. I don't know what to call that. I mean, I think that's a really tough game to decide. Vegas is 24-7-6 on the road. Minnesota is 24-11-3. I can't figure out the Wild from a total perspective, so I'm not going to get involved with Vegas and Minnesota. I'm just going to watch that game because that's going to be a really good game. Dallas and Nashville. Nashville has to win this game. Dallas knows this. We're getting Soros and Ottinger. We're getting the best goaltenders in the game here. And the numbers aren't phenomenal, okay? 18-17-2 at home to the under, 4-5-1, so 5-4-1 to the over the last 10 for the Dallas Stars at home. Nashville is 17-19-2 to the under, so they're actually an over team on the road for the season, but they're 6-4 to the under over their last 10. That's not overwhelming, except when you start to take a look at what's going on right now for the games today and how important it is for Nashville to play tight, for Nashville to play defensive hockey like they did against the Bruins when they beat Boston 2-1. Now, obviously, they're playing, the shooting was taking into account what happened in Nashville. They're playing for something beyond themselves. But when these teams have played, and they've played three previous times this season, the under has come in every single time. The under six has come in every single time. 4-1, 5-1, 3-2. Stars have won all three games. Stars in the puck line may not be a bad bet. Stars in the money line may not be a bad bet. But I'm going to play the under here instead. It's plus 125 on the puck line to lay 1.5 goals. You want to take 1.5 goals. It's minus 145 for Nashville. They're a $2 favorite to win this game at home. Nashville absolutely needs this. I think they'll play hard defensively. Under 6 goals, minus 110, 1.1 units down on Dallas and the Predators. I'm going to lay this. I'm going to take the 6. Push potential could be a 4-2 final. Okay. Very possible 4-2 final on this, but I'm going to jump in here and I'm going to take the under. Nashville and Dallas. Dallas at home. Soros needs to stand on his head. Dallas can score. Their offense is coming to life. You're going to need a great defensive performance to get this thing to go under. Let's get a 3-2 final here, one side or the other. Preds are playing for their playoff lives. This is a playoff game for Nashville, so let's hopefully it gets played like it and hopefully gets called like it too with not a lot of penalties. Under 6, minus 110, 1.1 units down on that. And finally, Arizona is at Seattle. Did you know Arizona has not played Seattle yet this season? They're playing them 3 times the rest of the way. That's a really strange scheduling quirk that in some ways is a major mistake. I mean, I don't know if it was because of the arena or what the deal is, but if you're a Seattle Kraken fan, you're actually really excited about this because you've got 3 games that you think you're going to walk to a win. You should walk to a win given what Arizona has been playing like. At home, they've been a little feisty, but on the road, I mean, they're just an absolute joke. I mean, this should be, I was stunned at this. Seattle on the puck line is minus 120 at DraftKings right now. This is too good to pass up. I mean, Arizona's eliminated. Seattle right now has 90 points. They have not clinched a playoff spot as of yet. They're playing to make sure they keep that number one wild card spot. They're 1 point up on the Jets. They're 3 points up on the Flames. It's possible for Seattle to miss the postseason. They have got to go and play their tails off here, no matter who they're facing. And they're at home against the Coyotes, who are done. And I mean, done. 7-23-9 on the year on the road for the Coyotes. And what they have done over their last six games is pretty much wave the white flag. 7-2 loss last game, 5-2 loss game before that, 5-4 loss game before that, 4-3 loss game before that. Those games are at home, by the way. On the road, 3-1 loss to Colorado, 4-3 loss to Edmonton, 2-1 loss to Winnipeg. Okay. Last two games at home, 7-2 loss, 5-2 loss. And here comes Seattle at home. They play Monday and Thursday at Seattle. They stay in Seattle, which is really, really weird from a scheduling standpoint. They play Seattle. There's five games left for the Coyotes. They play Seattle in three of them. I mean, get ready to get used to those guys. I mean, expect fights, expect all sorts of wonky things to happen in that matchup. It just doesn't make any sense. But for Seattle, it's enormous as they're trying to secure this playoff spot. They play Arizona, then at Vancouver, then Arizona, then Chicago, then at Arizona. I mean, they play Arizona three of the next five games. So I just have absolutely no idea. And then they play Vegas, by the way, at Vegas and home for Vegas. Scheduling, I mean, I'll talk more about this later on my other show, but the scheduling is really weird for Seattle. I don't know what's going on, but it's really, really wonky. Puck lines minus 120. The books are saying this might be a one goal differential. I don't think so. I think Seattle is going to come up and sort of, I don't know, they'll walk to a win, but I think Seattle on the puck line, given that they need this, it's a playoff type atmosphere for them. And I think we'll see a really motivated and excited team for Seattle at home to come and get the puck line here. And I know Arizona has been a pretty good team on the puck line. I mean, they're the number two team for wins on the puck line, 44-33 on the year, but there's just nothing left for them. There's just nothing left. These are where I kind of throw the numbers out and you see who's left. What are they playing for? Do they care or not? Seattle is 42-33 on the puck line. That's 3.15 units. At home, Seattle is 19-18. On the road, Arizona is not great. Well, they're 21-18. They're actually profitable on their own on the puck line. I'm going to lay 1.2 units down, take Seattle. Maybe we need open net to get there, but I think Seattle wins big here over the Coyotes on the road. Seattle puck line, 1.2 units down, -1.5 goals for the Kraken over the Coyotes. Okay. So officially we're going +7.5 San Diego State. We're going under 6 Dallas and Nashville, and we're going puck line -120 for Seattle against Arizona today. Yes, I am cold. If you want to fade all three of those bets, you will not offend me one bit. Hopefully we can snap out of this and have a good week and get things back on the winning track for us. It's been sort of a slow bleed out last week. It's not been fun. Let's get back on the winning track here today on a Monday. My name's Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, the Daily Juice Podcast being brought to you by BetMGM.